Hello, this is Tom.
Good evening, Tom. I'm from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. How concerned are you personally, sir, about climate change? Very concerned.
Not at all.
Somewhat concerned.
Not at all.
I understand. Now, in recent study from the federal...
It's called the that's climate change right there. Go ahead.
Right. I did record your answers as not at all concerned. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, will you agree or disagree that you have...
That's bullshit.
I understand, sir. No, I understand if you disagree. Well, you can share your opinion, whether you agree or disagree. But the question
it's not an opinion. It's fact. It's fact. Go ahead.
Right. Well, you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No, I've not been affected by climate change at all.
You strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. This is one way for you to let them know what you think. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's road, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas. Right, but let me, because this is going to come out on the ballot, so this is one way for you to share your opinion. And ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill, sir?
Oppose it.
Oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly oppose. Thank you. Now,
yes.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Now, Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir?
Oppose it.
Strongly oppose that. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the list of various proposals being considered by the state of making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, after each proposal, sir, please indicate whether will you support or oppose that proposal, and it's going to be on the ballot. Now, the proposal of expanding quality health care, will you support that proposal or oppose that?
Say that again, please. What is the proposal?
The proposal is to expanding quality health care in Maryland. Will you support or oppose that proposal?
I don't have an opinion on it.
Okay. Now, how about in the proposal of providing immediate relief after natural disaster? Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
Of course. Absolutely. Support it.
Strongly support or somewhat
support? Absolutely. Strongly support it. Okay.
How about the ballot installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
What about air conditioning?
The proposal of installing air conditions in buildings that need it. There are some buildings in Maryland that don't have air conditioning units, so the proposal is to install air conditioning units in buildings that need it. Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
I would guess support it.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Yes, somewhat support it.
Somewhat support, okay. And how about the proposal of protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Will you support that proposal?
No. Sea level's not rising. That's a joke.
Oppose that proposal strongly. Now, the proposal of increasing access to public transportation. Will you support that or oppose that in Maryland?
I oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
About the proposal on improving electrical grid reliability in Maryland. Will you support that proposal, sir, or oppose that?
I'm neutral on that. I don't think that we need it, but...
Okay. Now, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support that proposal or oppose that? On building infrastructures?
I oppose it.
Oppose it strongly or somewhat oppose?
It's strongly.
It's strongly opposed. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how convinced did you find the following statements from making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? I'm going to read the statements, and you can tell me if you find the statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay. Now, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's not only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, how you find that statement? Very convincing? So what convincing? Not too convincing?
Not convincing at all. Not convincing at all.
Okay. The communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis, they have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster, are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heavy waves. And heat waves. Now, public investments and infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders, if necessary, a step to reduce inequities caused by the climate change. Now, how do you find that statement? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing. Climate has not affected... Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you, sir. It's your
opinion. No, I'm just saying, climate doesn't affect inequity. The climate has never affected my ability to do anything in life, ever.
I understand. And remember, this is some politics involved, too. So I do appreciate you letting me know your opinion, sir. Thank you. Now, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Now, Maryland should invest in flood management and grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is this very convincing? Somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free on on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish my opinion of the lawmaker. Diminish it strongly.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion?
Diminish my opinion.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion of the lawmaker?
Diminish my opinion.
Diminish your opinion. Okay. Yeah, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's road, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if the costs are passed on the consumers? Will you support that or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Strongly? Or somewhat?
Strongly, absolutely strongly oppose it.
Okay. And if the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump, by far.
Thank you, sir. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. It will assist you greatly in analyzing your response. And which of the following age groups do you fall? Age 18 to 24? 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And now, which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm white.
Black, white. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
No, very kind of you. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.